This episode of the Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by WorldwideGolfShops.com. Be sure to go out to Worldwide Golf Shops today to learn about all the new equipment that is out on this golf season. It's so exciting right now. There's so many great products that are coming out from all the brands that we listen to on this show and the ones that you have in your golf bag. So go out to WorldwideGolfShops.com today to look at the newest apparel, accessories, training aids, and of course equipment. Pick out something nice. That's WorldwideGolfShops.com. This podcast is also brought to you by Cleveland, Srixon, Zexio, and Asics. You guys know that I've played these clubs for a couple years now. I've got them throughout my golf bag. I've got the shoes on my feet from Asics. They are absolutely fantastic. And I'm just ready to play some great golf in 2021. How about it? Let's all just shoot the best scores that we can possibly shoot this golf season. So be sure to start that off right over at Cleveland, Srixon, Zexio, and Asics Golf. Let's go.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, Adam Fonseca.
Welcome back, everyone, to the show. This is the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, and I am your host, as always, Adam from GolfUnfiltered.com. Follow me all over social media at GolfUnfiltered. And send me an email, adam@golfunfiltered.com. Hello to our friends listening to this from all areas of the world. And today's guest is our first guest that we've had from Denmark. And he's actually in Denmark. He's Jesper Thuen. He is the general manager over at Echo Golf USA. And we're going to talk a lot about one of the newest products from Echo Golf. But before we do, we got to talk about a few things that are just going on in the golf world. And of course, the biggest story, at least at the time of this recording, it's from the PGA Tour, and it's the new Player Performance Program, or whatever the hell they're calling it. I think it's actually the Player Impact Program. And, you know, let's just call it what it is. It's an influencer program. Those of us who know what marketing influencers are, and I know that there's a lot of different opinions on the effectiveness of them, the popularity of them, whether or not they're good for whatever product you're trying to push. The fact of the matter is, marketing budgets have a lot of coin reserved for these influencers. And, you know, it's almost crazy to think that this is now gotten into professional golf. You know, and I don't know the ins and outs of it. I'm still learning along the way. And as I understand it, there's going to be a $40 million pool that's going to be reserved for the top 10 golfers. And those golfers are going to be determined by a number of metrics. I would hope that they are easily measured, for crying out loud. I think that's where this whole thing is going to get so messy. And then I think the top player gets $8 million just for being who they are. And I'm sure, I would hope that there's some performance that's, wrapped into this whole equation. But the whole thing is just, it's insane to me. I just don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being a little bit too negative about it. But when we start talking about these types of things, it's almost flipping professional golf, at least, because that's the context we're talking about. It's flipping it on its head a little bit. It's no longer just the best players out there are going to make the most or get recognized the most. It's players like, and I know, I feel sorry for the guy. I don't know him personally, of course, but Ricky Fowler is the name that continues to pop up. He's outside the top 100 in the world rankings. And now, does he still drive people to golf courses? I mean, no one's going to golf courses these days. Well, that's not true. They're opening up a little bit. Thank God. It's good to see some fans. And I, you know, not to jump around topics too much. You guys know how I felt about, you know, tournaments with no fans. I kind of liked it. You know, you got to hear a lot more, things that we hadn't heard before, and it almost seemed like the players were able to focus a little bit more. But anyway, I digress. It's interesting that this new program has come out. We're going to have to sit back and see what happens. We're all going to make fun of it on social media, because that's what we do. And this is one of those things that was almost tailored for that. It's an interesting idea. Anyway, back to today's episode. As I mentioned, we're going to speak with Mr. Jesper Thuen, the general manager of Echo Golf USA. I hope you enjoy this conversation. Welcome back, everyone, to the show, and hello to everyone over on our YouTube channel watching the Golf Unfiltered podcast. And I am really excited to welcome on today's guest. He is Mr. Jesper Thuen. He is the general manager of Echo Golf USA. Jesper, it's so nice to speak with you.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So we were just talking a little bit ago before we got started. You are currently in Denmark, marking the first guest we've had in Denmark. So welcome. Oh,
always nice to be first.
So we're going to talk a lot about an exciting new product from Echo Golf. And of course, listeners, you know Echo for their fantastic footwear, among many other things in the golf space. But before we get there, Jesper, why don't you let our listeners know a little bit about your background and how you got involved with Echo?
Yeah, my background is actually, I've been in golf all my life. I'm a son of a golf pro and basically grew up in the back end of in a pro shop. And played golf since I was 4 years old and played a bit of professional golf back in the 90s. And I happened to be the first Echo staffer, actually, back in 1996 when we started making golf shoes. I played on the Challenge Tour in Europe a bit, and and now have been with Echo since 2004, and currently sits as a general manager for our golf operations in Echo USA.
That's awesome, and I'm sure you've seen so many things change, not only in the company that you work for, but also golf in general over the course of the last few years.
Oh yeah, so things are going so fast now, and it makes me feel old actually. When I turned pro, I was still playing with persimmon woods and balata balls, and well, we've seen where equipment has gone. It's amazing, and even with golf footwear, the first Echo shoes I played in, they were rather heavy, had proper metal cleats underneath. You couldn't get them off quickly enough when you were done with the round, and today we are wearing golf shoes, you know, and we don't want to take them off, and you wear them all day long. So a lot of things has happened now.
Yeah, that's an actual, that's been a common trend that we've spoken about a lot on the show regarding just the consistency as far as where you can wear these shoes now. You can wear them everywhere. You can wear them driving to the course and then back when you go out at night. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah, very hybrid. Sort of a theme to golf shoes now also, and you can use them, you know, go to the grocery store and you can play proper golf in them and use them for whatever. So that's a huge benefit.
I love that about it, and I certainly have owned my fair share of Echo shoes in the past, and so it's exciting to hear more about the Echo Biome H4, the shoe that has been out just for a little bit now. It's on the shelves. And what can you tell us just from a high level, and we'll dig deeper into it, of course, but at a high level, what's the headline for the Echo Biome H4?
I would say headline is it's still comfort, but also stability. So it's the fourth generation of the Biome Hybrid franchise, and we have built in a few more stabilizers into the shoe. We have a midfoot stabilizer. We have leather wrap that is internally around wrapped around your forefoot, and we have made a few changes to the outsole that also gives you a bit of better stability. And that is based on feedback we have received from consumers on who have been wearing our previous models, and they would like to have a little bit more stability. And I think we came up with a great solution.
And when we talk about stability in a golf shoe, because I know that's a common term that we hear these days, but what does that refer to specifically?
Yeah, I would say it's stability. You need it actually both for walking on a golf course, because you're not walking on an even surface all the time, and you're walking maybe on small molds and stuff, or bunker lips or whatever, and then you need to have a little bit of stability in your shoe. But then of course during the golf swing, when you are moving your weight laterally, then you definitely need to have some stability so you don't go on the side of the shoe, or and especially in the heel part, and actually we made Biome Hybrid 4 a little bit wider in the heel part, because it's actually in the heel part where you're putting the most pressure during the golf swing, especially on when you swing back. So we made a little bit more stability to the heel, and give a little bit more of a firm feel when you're swinging. So you feel you really have a stable base to swing from.
Because I really like that.
Yeah, because especially, you know, if you're not stable when you're swinging, then you have a tendency to lose your balance. And if you lose your balance in your golf swing, then you lose this accuracy and power. And that's not what we want.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was going to say. I love the fact that you went there, why you put extra stability in the heel, because if you're swinging the club right, you should have more weight in your heels throughout the swing, at least through the follow through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, if you're doing it 100% right, you're actually going a little bit back and forth, but the most pressure is on the heel. And that's really where you need the stability. And then actually grip wise there, you actually need a little bit more grip in the toe part of the shoe, especially in the transition. That's normally where you slip. So we have changed our angles on the traction bars in the front foot of the Biome Hybrid 4 to provide a little bit more grip in the front foot, so to avoid the slippage.
That's fantastic. And I know that listeners have heard me talk about this many times, but one of the biggest pet peeves that I have is when my feet don't stay dry. And I know that Echo has a history of being able to keep their shoes waterproof. So is that incorporated into this new model?
Yes. So the Biome Hybrid 4 have a Gore-Tex membrane in. So we provide 3 years waterproof guarantee, and Gore-Tex is a fantastic membrane. So it keeps all the moisture out, but you still allows your foot to breathe inside the shoe. So you have a good inner climate, but they are 100% waterproof.
God, that's so good. That's just so needed, especially, you know, if you're in the Midwest of the United States like I am, it gets pretty sloppy out here. And so that's a quality in a golf shoe that we always look for.
For sure. And I mean, even if you play, you know, in the summertime and you can get out in the morning and it's morning dew, or maybe they have been watering the courses and it's never nice, you know, being out and start getting wet feet, and that kind of ruins your day, doesn't it? And
sure,
you want to make sure your feet is dry at all times.
Definitely. And, you know, I always find it interesting too with the design of these shoes, because we see a lot of shoes going more towards like the knit sneaker almost. And then there's, of course, those that maybe go a little bit more on the heavier side. Where would you say that the new Echo shoes kind of fall in that spectrum? I'd imagine somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, it does. I would say even they are actually on the lighter side, or lighter side. And we are using leathers. We are a proud leather maker in Echo. We are one of the top five premium leather makers in the world. And we believe leather is a fantastic material because of the breathability and it forms around your foot. So we do the majority of our shoes is still with leather and we believe it's a fantastic material for shoes because the comfort is second to none.
You had mentioned earlier about using customer feedback. Customers give you a lot of feedback, I'd imagine, over the course of many years. How did customer feedback feed into the design of the H4?
Yeah, so we had, of course, the version 1, 2, and 3 of the Biome Hybrid, and the only feedback we actually got, you know, got a feedback from a lot of consumers who said the most comfortable shoes we have worn, but we could maybe need a little bit more stability. And we listened to that, and we listened to some of our tour players as well. And they said, you know, maybe if we can get a little bit more stability into it, then it would be absolutely perfect. So we did that both within this internal leather wrap that wraps around your foot that acts or enhances the stability over the midfoot, but also the midpost. You can see they are colored on the side of the shoe, which prevent you from slide from side to side. And then we changed the heel part a little bit and made that a bit wider, so you get added stability there. But we always listen to our end consumers and trying to improve every year and bring something new out, and we would like to surprise our consumers every season with something new and new technologies, and we definitely believe we have done so with the Biome Hybrid 4.
Yeah, it looks like an absolutely fantastic shoe, and listeners and viewers on YouTube, you're going to see a few pictures of the shoe pop up here on your screen. You know, Jesper, it's interesting too, because as we think about golf shoes, we said earlier, you can wear them in so many different areas now. You know, oftentimes these shoes get banged up pretty easily. At least mine do sometimes. How durable is the new Biome Hybrid 4?
They are very durable. And I would say if we start with the outsole, if you're wearing that on grass, then they will never, then you can't wear them out. If you start walking a little bit more on concrete and harder surfaces, then you can Maybe start wearing down the outsole a little bit, and then again the upper on the leather. If you look after it and basically treat the leather as you treat your own skin, you need to make sure you keep it clean. You need to wash it and make sure that the leather is getting some moist. Then and don't dry out. Then they last for a long, long time, and that's one of the huge benefits with leather. It requires a little bit of maintenance, but then if you do that, then you have them for a long, long time.
Folks, you can go out to their website, us.echo.com, to learn a little bit more about not only the new Echo Biome Hybrid 4s, the H4s, but the entire line of everything that Echo has to offer. And you know, Jesper, obviously, we are now into a newer golf season. We just came off of the craziest year ever in 2020. How has Echo sustained its success despite the craziness that we all just went through?
Yeah, Echo is a little bit unique in the footwear industry. As you maybe is aware, that we are not only doing golf shoes, we are doing men's, women's, and outdoor products mm-hmm. as well. And we are unique in the sense that we own and operate all our tanneries and all our factories ourselves. And that has helped us tremendously during this tragic pandemic. So we have been managed to keep all our operations up and running. And that has been a huge benefit in this crisis we have been facing. Golf, as we know, is popular as ever, almost it feels like. So our golf business yeah. Is booming, to be honest. And then, you know, we're doing business shoes as well. And that's, of course, when a change in work behavior, that makes it a little bit more difficult on that side. But it's good we are not depending on one product. So we are super happy with the golf side of the business at the moment and outdoor as well for the esports, you know, which is Corona friendly, so Echo has done reasonably well, but of course we are affected also by like everybody else and
sure.
Store closures, etc., which is never fun. But and we start to look ahead now, and
right.
it looks like we are we can see the light in the end of the tunnel, and we look forward to see what the new normal is. I don't think we'll get back to what it was, but we have to see into the future, and it looks pretty promising for Echo, that's for sure.
That's fantastic to hear, and I mean, it's great that there's so many different things going for a company like yours too. You had touched on that you don't just do golf, you do other elements that or other sports and activities that are Corona proof, as you had mentioned. You know, it's interesting too, when we talk about just the reach of a company like Echo, when you're designing a shoe, how does different cultures come into play? Are there different design tendencies or preferences across the globe? How does that all work?
Oh yeah, yeah. We are a global company. You know, we sell products in 90 countries around the world. We are 22,000 people from 60 different countries, and especially in the headquarters, it's a very global mix of people who are there. So we get a lot of influence from all around the globe. And I would say one of the good things for us in golf is that we are, most of us there is golfers, but actually we got a lot of influence also from outside of golf and from other sports or from the fashion industry or whatever. So we get a lot of influence from not only golf, which has helped us a lot over the years and has allowed us, you know, to be a little bit bold and really think out of the box. And as I said earlier, you know, we would like to surprise our consumers every year with new technologies or new looks or what you have. So being a global company and being a lot of different nationalities is it's a very dynamic environment we are working in. And we are still privately owned, and the ownership of the company really wants to see new technologies and absolutely the most comfortable and best shoes possible made by Echo. So that's what we strive for every day. And basically that is for us in golf, you know, that is for golfers to have the best experience possible with their shoes, and that is, you know, you feel just as good when you're walking off the 18th green as you did when you walked off onto the first tee. If you start getting tired in your feet during the round, then you know you look. You get tired in your feet, then you get tired in your legs, and then eventually in your head, and then you don't play as well. So golf shoes is an important part of your equipment, actually, and that's what we strive for, to make, you know, absolutely most comfortable shoes, and actually our whole I would say the design essence in Echo, that is form follow function, and we always design shoes around the foot and not the other way around, and that is in order to provide the absolutely most comfortable product there is in the market.
Yeah, that is such an important point that you raise. And I was just speaking to a colleague of mine regarding the importance of making sure that your equipment is right for you. And a lot of people overlook their shoes, but you just touched on a lot of reasons why that might be one of the most important. It's the only point in your game in which you have constant contact with the place that you're playing on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we all know, you know, if you have ill-fitted shoes or not proper sizing of your shoes, you know, and they don't fit as you want them to, you know, then it just starts annoying you, and that's not what you want during a golf round, because we are out there for 4 or 5, sometimes 6 hours, and your feet, that is the last thing you want to start worrying about. But I would say actually, our comfort features has been one of the reasons for our great success in Echo Golf, and that has been that people have been really happy with the fit that we are making, and people can just take them straight out of the box and go to the first tee and walk 18 holes without problems. We have even, you know, our tour players, you know, they take out a new pair on a Thursday in a major week, and because they know they never have issues with their feet, and they can walk 18 holes in them from day one on.
Wow, that's a testament in and of itself. I mean, tour players putting them on their feet right out of the box in a major. I mean, that is something, folks. And once again, we're talking to Jesper Tuwin. He is the general manager over at Echo Golf USA. And Jesper, just a couple more here for you. The shoes themselves, obviously, we know they're extremely well made. We've talked about their comfort. We've talked about their durability. What's the thing that excites you the most about the new H4s?
And that's actually the stability features, and you know, you feel really locked in the shoe when you wear them, and when you're swinging, you know, you feel you're on a really stable base. And actually, my worry then was actually when they came out and I started wearing them. Okay, now we have built these amazingly stable shoes, but is that going to hurt the performance, the walking performance, and the comfort of the shoe? But not at all. And I would actually say it's the most comfortable biome hybrid we have made. So that has been the biggest surprise to me, that we actually managed to build more technology into the shoes without lacking any comfort. And I would say that is a testament to how good that product is, and we have, you know, some of our tour guys are wearing them already, and they are quite pleased with them, to say it at least.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, I'm excited to give them a try. You know, the Echo Biome H4 golf shoes, ladies and gentlemen, be sure to go out to us.echo.com. Jesper, this was a lot of fun, and I appreciate you giving us the rundown on all the new things regarding this new shoe. And I hope that you stay safe and well, and I hope you get out on the golf course very soon.
Yeah, thanks so much, and thanks so much for having me on.